This is the Real BS Show. We're going to do a little live recording with the Too Dumb to Quit band.
That's right.
Okay, let's. This is our first one. This is kind of a live shot, so it's not edited.
Guns and put them in the ground, 'cause I can't shoot them anymore. This long black cloud keeps coming down. Feels like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door.
We're going to do a couple more songs by the Too Dumb to Quit band.
That's
Steve
right.
Waddle's the singer. So
that's right.
It's just him and me and Seth monkeying around with drums.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
And
I don't play drums. I just monkey with them.
Monkey drums.
Yeah.
And so we got a couple of them here that we just took a pot shot at. They're not refined and they're not tweaked like they should be, but
not edited.
What the heck? We just threw them in there. We'll redo them and get them much nicer later on. But for now, it's just something to do.
Well, you guys are getting ready to prepare to start performing live, aren't you? I mean, you guys were playing live beforehand.
Well, right? Until I munched my finger up, and then that screwed everything up.
Yeah,
I told them to get somebody else, but they didn't want to do that. Yeah. So
wasn't the mafia that did that to you?
Yeah, the Mafia wood splitter. Ooh, boy, don't ever get your finger caught in a wood splitter.
No.
Was that awful? They sewed it back on, and it's coming back. Yeah. It's growing back.
He'll be a four-finger bass player pretty soon.
Yeah, I probably forgot how to do that. Yeah. But it's not no fun playing bass with only three fingers. Without your index finger, you know, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. Just depressing.
You use that finger the most.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much, yeah. It's probably the strongest finger, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just was, what a ordeal. It's not over yet, but it's almost there. So I think I'm going to be back in shortly.
That's right.
I'm still practicing, but I do it with three fingers. And
you're pointing at somebody.
Yeah, I'm always pointing. Yeah. So it's
you're like, where's Wintucky? And you're like pointing off that direction.
Yeah. Oh boy, that's jeez. Yeah. Yeah. You don't know how valuable your fingers are until you munch one.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah. It's the truth.
Man, they're sensitive. Ooh. So, anyways, let's I don't know what's next. Simple Man.
That's
I think.
Right. Simple Man. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a simple song. So
it's not a complex.
It wasn't
man.
Too bad. So let's give that one a shot.
Mama told me when I was young, come sit beside me, my only son, and listen closely. Some sunny day. Thank you.
Show with the Too Dumb to Quit band.
Yeah.
Little premature recordings that we did.
Yeah. Can you go into the name of why it's Too Dumb to Quit?
Well, we're old enough to know better, but we're too dumb to quit. That's when I said that, they all looked at me and said, you know, that's a good name for the band. He says, hey, knock yourself out.
Yeah.
I said, we'll do it. So I made a poster, and boom, away we went.
You know, the name I gave, I don't think Steve's wife appreciated. It was the first initials of your guys' names.
All the
BJs.
Yeah.
Bill.
She landed on that one right away.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just took your initials, your first initials of your names, of your first names.
Yeah, BJ and S.
Yeah. I thought it was a perfect name. You know, nobody else has that name.
Yeah, right.
And, it sounded like something from the 1950s, you know.
Yeah, the BJs. Oh, well. We tried.
Yeah.
But, they like that Too Dumb to Quit. Everybody that, every place we go and we say, this, you know, the name of the band, they it's like pops out and sticks, you know.
Yeah. It does stand out.
So it's very true. Hey. Very true.
Hey, you know.
I should have quit 50 years ago.
But the key of this is you're having fun. Like when I get to watch him record when he's playing the bass and when he sings too, because he sings harmonies. And when you're doing it, it's like you're in a different world, man.
Yeah, it is fun. There's no question about it. Yeah. And that's the only reason I'm doing this, because it's fun. Because, you know, as far as making money or being a big star and all that, I could care less about all that.
Right, right. And you know, nowadays I'm trying to, like, not promote what we do. But we also, when we're recording, it's so much easier than when you used to do it, right? I mean, because you had to do things way different. Now it's, you know, we don't have to redo whole takes again. We can do little segments and edit it together very quickly.
Yeah, you can cut and paste and, you know.
It's a changed world, you know.
And it comes out better, too.
it's a miracle with this technology, and it's very inexpensive to do. We're doing it on a $200 laptop with a free program called Audacity, and it just works, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but this is the beauty of it, you know. Like, you get like Steve in here, and he sings, and we got the next song, The Wagon Wheel, there, and that's one
we did it quick. It was fast.
Yeah. Little tweaks here and there, you know, nothing major, you know.
We take the bad parts out and replace them with some good parts, and just, you know, like his lead parts, we used it over and over again.
Yeah, just spread it out, you know.
It sounds fine.
Yeah.
You know, what the heck. It's not, you know, we're not playing at Carnegie Hall or any of those places, so.
Even them, they're reusing pieces. It's all like most, you know, music production nowadays for famous artists, they're very heavily overproduced. And it's kind of like, you know, I'm sure most people have heard of auto-tuning, you know, where the singers are auto-tuned.
Well, the Beatles used that a long time ago.
But they're doing it to every musical instrument now. They're tuning it down, you know, they're editing it so much that it's down to the 1/20th note. And you know, it's so precise that it don't sound organic. Whereas you listen to like Led Zeppelin or any of those older bands, they just played organically, and it sounded, the sway to the music had like a variance that they would all sway through the beat. And to me, that sounds more beautiful. And we kind of do that. We let that kind of shine, you know. We don't go nitpicking at every single note. We may adjust a few notes here and there.
Yeah,
because it sounds off,
flat or sharp or whatever. We can fix that.
But most of it, it's swaying to the beat, and most of it, that's why I think some of the stuff we do. And I'm not trying to pat myself on the back or you on the back, but we actually let the musician sound out their music.
Yeah, that's pretty much what these first three songs are. Is
right. Just raw,
Let it rip and see what happens.
Right.
And
these are like promo songs that you're going to hand to different places.
Yeah, well, when we got four or five songs, we'll make a CD and then just go around instead of trying to talk people into things, which I'm pretty good at, you know. Yeah. I mean, I've talked to these people for so long.
Right, right.
And they just trust me, so... now I can give them a CD that they can real quick listen to and then throw away, and on we go.
Right.
So let's give this one a shot and see what happens.
Me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh could see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Running from the cold up in New England, I was born to be a fiddler in an old-time string band. My baby plays a guitar, I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winters keep getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. South, out of Roanoke, I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toke. But he's heading west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. And I gotta get a move on before the sun. I hear my baby call my name, and I know that she's the only one. If I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. Rock me, me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
Well, it's the Real BS Show, and that's the Too Dumb to Quit guys.
Yeah, that's right.
You guys are too old to quit. So what I'd like to do is play a couple more songs that we're going to try to right. do with the Too Dumb to Quit band.
Right, right.
And I think we're on track to do. So as soon as we figure it out, we'll make a recording and put them on, and then we'll get like a five song CD that we can use for to promote with, you know.
Right.
And so this next song, which you would think doesn't fit us, but we've tried it, and
I've heard you guys play it live, it's pretty good.
We put in some of our own parts here and there and done it our own way, but it came out really nice, really nice.
I have to say is the harmonies that you guys did on this, because you took the harmonies and made it different than what they did.
Completely different, yeah. I never heard the song before, so that's why, you know, we play a lot of songs that I've never heard
before.
I just do it my own way. And,
right.
And it... And then when you do hear the original, you say, holy smokes, that's a lot
totally
different.
Totally different, yeah. Because you guys sing, I heard you guys play, I don't remember what bar it was, somewhere on Erie somewhere, and you guys played 18 to Life, and I was like, holy cow, you guys are playing that song. But then you had the harmonies, I was like, wow, that's way different.
Yeah, It came out pretty good, I thought, and that's why I wanted to throw that on this demo CD. And so let's listen to the original, and... we'll shock you with our version someday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's the Real BS Show, and we're doing a little something with the Too Dumb to Quit band. And the next song we want to play is that we're working on right now, matter of fact. And we've got a ways to go, but it's pretty close to what the original is. I didn't, because I've never heard the original. I always learn songs first, and then I hear the originals, and then
right.
pick up a few pointers here and there. But we're very capable of doing this song. I mean, it's even though there's just three of us, but we'll get this one for sure.
You guys are a band of heathens anyhow, so.
Band of heathens. That's the name of the group that does this.
The original, yeah. Original. You guys are kind of like a bunch of band of heathens, right? You know?
Band of idiots. I don't know. But, hey, if you're having fun, you know, why not?
That's right, yeah.
What else would I be doing?
Well,
you know, yeah. Splitting wood, that's
staring
all.
Staring at the deer, you know, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, yeah. Watching the snow come down out the window. Yeah. So okay, let's listen to this one, and I think you'll like it, and we kind of like playing it. So
before that, can I ask you how's the status of the deer? Like, are they getting more grumpy, wanting more food quicker? You know, early in the day.
Or? Yeah, you know, if they're getting very bold, you know, yeah. very brave.
They're knocking on his side of his house.
Just about, yeah. Pawing at the porch.
Where's my food?
You know, there's sometimes when I'm just not home. You know, I'm
right.
just not home, and it gets dark so early now. At 5:30, it's dark out.
Right.
You know, so if I get back at 5:30, I ain't going out there. You know, run me into a bear or something.
That's
you know?
Right.
I don't want that. So I'm not carrying no pistol with me everywhere I go. So, okay, this is a Hurricane.
Miles on a Gulf Stream, I can hear the south wind moan. Bridges getting lower, all the shrimp boats coming home. The old man down in the quarter slowly turns his head, takes a sip from his whiskey bottle, and this is what he said. I was born in the rain on the Pacha train underneath the Louisiana moon. Don't mind the strain of a hurricane, they come around every June. The high black water, devil's daughter, she's hard, she's cold, and she's mean. But nobody taught her takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans. A man came down from Chicago, gonna set that levee right. He said, needs to be at least 3 feet high, won't make it through the night. But the old man down in the quarter said, don't you listen to that boy. Water be down by the morning, and he'll be back to Illinois. I was born in the rain on the Pacha train underneath the Louisiana moon. Don't mind the strain of a hurricane, they come around every June. The high black water, devil's daughter, she's hard. Gulf Stream, I can hear the south wind moan. Bridges getting lower, all the shrimp boats coming home. The old man down in the quarter slowly turns his head, takes a sip from his whiskey bottle, and this is what he said. I was born in the rain on the Poncha train underneath the Louisiana moon. Don't mind the strain of a hurricane that come around every June. The high black water, devil's daughter, she's hot, she's cold, and she's mean. Nobody taught her it takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans.
BS show. Let's end today with there's a song that you liked and you thought we'd be good at it, so I'll play it for Steve and see if he can figure out the words. And
this is one that I think that you guys would have fun playing live, but this is one I think we should get Mike involved in too. I'm hoping he'd like it. Maybe he won't. I don't know. It's just one that's it's like on the edge of rock and country.
Mike's going through some tough times right now, so
it's understandable.
Stayed in touch too well.
Yeah.
And my phone's been acting up, but now I got AT&T, so that seems to be much better. Yeah. But I got a junky Motorola phone, so that went backwards. But hello, Moto.
Hello, Moto.
You go to restart the phone, it takes 15 minutes for
that's
it to do that.
That's not normal.
No, that's something screwed up.
Yeah.
But so anyways, this is a kind of a national anthem for America.
Yeah.
Or at least my neck of the woods.
Well, it should be, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it's okay to slow down a little bit, enjoy life because
you should relax a bit, be stoic, I guess.
For me, I notice that as I age, not that I'm older or anything, but as I age, time is flying fast. Every day it goes faster and faster, and man, I look back and think, man, I used to be like, man, this thing's taking too long. And it's like every day was like, oh, this is taking too long. And now it's like, where did the day go? Because it's like right now it's already like 2 o'clock. And it's like, how did the day go by so fast?
Yeah, and it's raining and cold outside. Oh, boy, I hate the thoughts of winter. Holy smokes. It never bothered me that much before, but now I just dread the thoughts of wintertime.
Yeah, ooh. Yeah.
Terrible, terrible. So all right, well, let's try that. We won't even tell anybody what it is. It's just something we'll probably give a shot. And like I say, it'd be a good national anthem for America.
Yeah.
See you all next week.
See ya.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta
do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. Someone in second place. I'm in a hurry to get things done. I rush and rush until there's no point. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry.